Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. The first-place Boston Red Sox begin the second half of the 2017 season tonight with the opening game of a weekend homestand against the Yankees. For an assessment of what the Red Sox have accomplished so far, we turn now to Boston Globe sports columnist Bob Ryan. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
So let me ask the obvious question. The Red Sox finished the first half of the season pretty strong. The Yankees lost a lot of games at the end of the first half. Are the Red Sox well set up against New York, and who else should the Sox worry about in the division?
I think the team to worry about, aside from New York, and I have not dismissed New York, is Tampa Bay, the team that beat them 3 out of 4 going into the All-Star break, which has a couple of pretty good starting pitchers and which has a pretty good lineup, and they're hitting home runs at a rate the Red Sox can only dream of. So I think it's going to shape up probably into a three-team race: Boston, New York, Tampa Bay.
Let me ask about Red Sox pitching. Sox ace Chris Sale had an impressive first half of the season, went to the All-Star game, started the game. The other big-name pitcher, David Price, began the year on the disabled list, but still has a 4-2 record since his return. He still appears, though, sometimes uncomfortable in Boston. Let me ask the overall question. How does the Sox pitching staff look going into the second half? Any major concerns from your point of view?
Well, it's in the state of hope. Price did, in fact, pitch somewhat better the last couple of times out. Rick Porcello, who was the reigning Cy Young winner but had an atrocious April, May, and June, did throw a couple of decent outings prior to the All-Star break. In theory, they're set up reasonably well, and a lot of it depends on how far back Price comes. But clearly, without Sale's dominance, they would not be in first place right now.
What about in the batter's box? No one seems to have gotten really hot.
No, not consistently. Mookie Betts, his numbers are down from last year, but he's still having a productive season. And Andrew Benintendi had one bad month, which was June, but he bounced back very nicely. The thing is, in a year when the big talk throughout baseball is the proliferation of home runs, they're last in the American League. That's a state of affairs we're simply not used to here in Fenway. They do miss Big Poppy. I thought they could make up for him to a degree, but they really haven't done so. The one bonus has been Mitch Moreland, who was signed as a platoon first baseman. He's been a steady first baseman against both left-handers and right-handers. The offense, I don't think, is a crisis. They'd like it to be better. In the final analysis, if they pitch well enough, they will win.
Most pleasant surprise so far this season?
It is Moreland. No, I don't think there's any question about that.
Chief concern you have for the second half of the season?
That the pitching won't materialize, that Price will be mediocre rather than outstanding.
Of course, they finished the first half of the season on top of the AL East. Think they've got a good chance to finish there in the second half?
Yes, I do, because I think their best baseball lies ahead of them. They played a lot of road games. I think the schedule is favorable. I'm excited about the first series with the Yankees. The rivalry has kind of been on hold for a little while. I think it can be rekindled thanks to the new Yankee faces. Aaron Judge, of course, the sensational rookie who is on pace to be Rookie of the Year and MVP.
Bob Ryan, sports columnist for the Boston Globe, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
You're welcome, Bob.